Welcome to Acting International Radio. You're with Julie Grove from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. And today I'm really excited because we are going to talk about leadership, which is a topic that's really close to my heart. I have been facilitating the advanced leadership course for the Crew Coach. And we are so lucky to have one of our students with us today who is completing her last module, but also has completed her last coaching call for the course. So before I go any further, welcome, Hannah.
Thank you.
So wonderful to have you. I'm going to hand over to you. If you'd like to do a quick introduction in terms of how long you've been working in the industry for and your position, and perhaps why you decided to do the leadership course, because it's not mandatory for the interior. So what called you to seek out a course like this?
So I'm Hannah. I've been in the industry for, I think, 3 years now. Recently, I've come from a different background. I'm second stew on a 6-meter sailing yacht at the moment. And I do have one of my personal things that I do love is self-growth and wanting to better myself. And I started looking at the leadership course, and what really made me reach out to Kareen and you to see if I could join in was that I was feeling in my position and what I was doing that I needed some help to become better and to become a better leader. I was falling into some behaviors that I didn't appreciate myself and that I could see that my team members didn't appreciate. And that made me seek out the advanced leadership course and reach out to Kareen. And it's been really amazing.
I know a lot of students come to the course, and I, in fact, also did this course, which led me to absolutely love the material. And I too had those struggles and wanted to be better. And I find that a lot of the students that find this course, much like you, are looking for that additional support and training and trying to work through those, to gain more skills and to be able to bring the best self forward. And at the beginning of the course, I know that it's challenging for a lot of students, and that you mentioned it too, in terms of self-leadership. And I know that in the last trip that you did, you mentioned that you noticed a big change in your ability to manage that stress and pressure and the way that you were handling yourself during the trip. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and maybe what you think helped you with that?
Yeah, starting off the course was a bit daunting. I think I had been used to, you get into your own ways and stuff, and then the course really gives you an opportunity to look at yourself and dig deep if you're willing to do that. And I started setting up some goals of things that I wanted to achieve and better within myself. And communication and feedback has been two big things during the course. And for me to try and use those tools that I was getting during the course and reflect of myself, my behavior, my actions, how I was communicating. And I try to bring all of those things into the season that is ongoing at the moment. And I can see difference in myself, that I've become better. I've heard that from other crew members. And yeah, it's been a very positive result of it all.
I really celebrate that success that you've had, Hannah, and to be able to hear it, to get that validation and that feedback from your crew must feel so rewarding in a way, in terms of I've seen how much effort and time you put into this journey and into growing and trying to become a new leader. And I know that we touched on in our last session what legacy you want to leave as a leader in the industry. And maybe you can share that with us and then talk a little bit about, I know you mentioned values, how important that learning was in the course in terms of recognizing what's important to others as well in terms of their values.
I think values has been a big thing as well, because it's one of those things that can be quite difficult to grasp, and what is really your own values. And it's been super interesting to be your own detective and figure out what you do value, and also understanding other people's values and how they can differ a lot from yours, and how that can also, create disagreements or conflict and stuff, which is okay, and how to then deal with that, obviously. So yeah, values has been, it's been super interesting to figure out. And I think that will continue to, the journey doesn't stop when the course ends, it continues. And I think it's one of those things that you can continue that might change even with time a bit. And in general, I aspire to be someone that people really enjoy working with, be positive and supportive, and someone that people remember as. That's my goal. And I think that will be something that I'll continue to work on, to always also be better and support others and create a space where there is positivity and growth and a fun environment to work in.
So wonderful, Hannah. And I know that you mentioned before the course you had been hesitant in terms of setting goals. And it really sounds through this journey, you have just got back in touch with setting that vision for yourself and what you're really trying to achieve. And then it sounds like it's given you such direction and certainty in terms of where you want to go. And then, of course, the values that you have pulled out of all the exercises that we've done in terms of learning about yourself and what's important to you, which is, you know, part of that self-leadership journey, like really trying to grow as an individual. And then as the course helps you to really show up in a way that you want to show up, and instead of having that subconscious reaction in terms of how you deal with certain situations.
Yeah.
And what I know that you mentioned communication and feedback being such a big part of the course and a big learning for you. Tell us how that the feedback, because during the course, the students have to ask their peers for feedback in terms of things that they want to uncover about themselves. How was that experience for you?
It was a bit daunting. But with the support from the group and yourself, it's such a great exercise to have the courage to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And also have an open mind receiving answers, whatever answers there might be. So it's a very good exercise. Also, practicing what to ask for, and really put some effort into those questions. And also in normal life, if you ask someone for feedback, there's different ways of asking for it as well.
Yeah.
But feedback, asking, receiving, giving, it's amazing and really good to practice all three aspects or more.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's something that has to be given and received so consistently on a boat. And I'm interested, have you ever been on a boat before, or in an experience where it's something that's normalized and where you talk about it and you talk about the difficulties? And have you ever been on a program or a boat where leaders have opened up the platform to talk about how to receive back feedback and what it feels like for them and for you?
No, I don't think I have in a educational manner, or in a way where this is like we've done in the course.
Yeah.
Feedback is always, it's around us from school, really, with feedback meetings with your teachers and your parents. But I haven't really been in a setting where it's been discussed on how to.
Okay.
Before the course.
Fantastic.
So it's there and we know it, and we give feedback and we receive feedback, but there hasn't been I haven't reflected over really the ways of doing it and how it feels and the importance of it and how you can see it in different ways. So that has been new and also such an important thing.
Wonderful, Hannah. And I think we're going to close off now, but maybe what we can end with, is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners in terms of that'll help them with their leadership journey? And maybe finally, would you recommend this course, the Crew Coaches Advanced Leadership Course, to others?
I would definitely recommend it. It's just an amazing course and an amazing journey for not just in work, but in life in general, because it's not really about managing people and how to set the schedule and those kinds of things. It's more learning about yourself and you becoming a better leader. So it's so valuable. What was the last thing? Sorry.
And just anything you'd like to the listeners to help them with their leadership journey.
Oh, yeah. And I think one of the biggest things is to have an open mind and try and understand the differences and the different values, different strengths and weaknesses that we do have, all of us. And then just looking at yourself and your values. And then again, coming back to communication, but communication and feedback.
Mm.
Communication, communicate with your team. And it's something that I really have to continue working on as well in all aspects of life. Communication is, key.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Hannah. I know every time I teach the course I learn so much and I keep growing in this journey. So it's absolutely something that you have access to the material for life, essentially. And it's something that will support you going forward in not only yachting, but beyond. And I just really appreciate your time with us today. Thank you so much for sharing your experience and your thoughts with everybody listening. And we will see you soon. I know we're going to be staying in touch and you're going to be finishing off the course. And I'm really looking forward to that and to issuing you your certificates. Good luck.
Thank you.
Going forward. And we will close off now. So keep well.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Cheers, Hannah.
Bye.